And we're back on In Focus. I'm Andrew Shores, and of course, joined this half hour by Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. And Kevin, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio this morning. A new semester has begun at Manhattan Christian College, correct?
Yes, it has. We started yesterday, just like everybody else, and it was unique yesterday. Today, driving here, it took me a little bit longer. I should have planned on it. It's that first Wednesday of classes, and so everybody's going to class this week, as you well know, as just graduating from college. And so it took me a little bit longer to get here, but semester's off to a good start, and they're excited about the semester ahead.
You drive down the Anderson Corridor right now, and students all over the place.
Students all over the place, and I came up Manhattan Avenue, and that was my mistake. I should have kept going on Bluemont, but got here, so that's all that matters.
Nice to see all those smiling faces, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They're pretty hunkered down this morning since it's cold. So,
well, I see last week you had a church security seminar, and 75 people attended that. And maybe just tell us a bit more about that event. 75 people on campus is a great deal.
Yeah, it is a great deal. It's an event that we have every year, not that topic, but every year in that in-between week between the new year and the new semester starting, we've hosted a seminar on our campus, and there have been several topics throughout the years. We've done church leadership, elders, all the different things. And this year we'd had a second round, kind of a church security seminar 2.0, because 3.5 years ago we had one, and it was unique to be able to bring these guys back again. We brought in two guys who are on staff at a mega church in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's their role is church security. And they came in and talked about how to protect our children, things to be aware of, how to just to make sure that children are safe on our church campuses, and just a variety of different things like that. That, you know, we live in a crazy world anymore, and there's so many different things going on that it was really a positive experience. And the way they view it is that their security is a ministry. You know, for example, they had a young man on their campus a few years ago that looked pretty troubled, had his hoodie up, you know, hands in his pockets, and so it concerned them. And so they watched him, and afterwards went up and approached him, and come to find out he hadn't worked, hadn't had a job for 2 years. His wife had kicked him out of the house. He hadn't eaten for 2 days. So what they did was able to minister to him. And so they cover it from that perspective, how to be a safe environment, but also an environment that really helps meet people's needs. And so we had 75 in attendance. I think the furthest group that came was from Tulsa, Oklahoma. But it was a wide variety of people and a great seminar. So, you know, as we talk about special events, people need to be aware of what we have going on, because we try to offer relevant events and give back to the community things that would be beneficial.
Now, how do you go about selecting the topics for these seminars every year? Because that's something I personally would not think of, a church security seminar, but it sounds like it was very informative.
It was very informative, and we just try to be aware of and keep in touch with what's going on in churches and what the needs would be. You know, obviously a lot of people are probably on the radio this morning serve on church boards, so that's why we know that serving as a volunteer to help oversee a church is a very it's a challenging thing. And so when we had our elder seminar last year, that was, it's a group of guys out there who go around leading those seminars. And so we try to bring in timely topics like that. We've done one on youth ministry and just a variety of things just to provide information. So it's a unique world that we live in, and we try to keep our ear to the ground, and people make recommendations. This would be a good speaker, and bring them in. So the security guys is a friend of mine that I met at the church in Phoenix, and he just offered, hey, sometime you ever want one of these, let us know. And they partner with an insurance organization that focuses specifically on churches. And they do, last year they did 36 seminars like this around America. So it's a unique topic.
Well, and what a testament to the draw that MCC has to bring people in from as far away as Tulsa, because that's no short distance. But maybe just moving on a bit, you know, talking about Anderson Avenue, if you're out and about this morning, maybe just take a spin down by the Activity Center, because I have here in front of me a look at some of the updates to that. The construction began this fall, correct?
Yes, it did.
And just tell us a little bit more about how that's coming along.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. The companies really and the guys got busy before the winter weather really hit and got the foundation poured. You know, that was one of the biggest hurdles that they were worried about, was making sure that they did that before snow and ice. And we had that real cold spell a few weeks right before Christmas, and they were able to get the foundation in, get it covered up, and it cured out really well. And since then, Christmas hit. But the next thing really on the – there have been things going on that people haven't been able to see, like they've done the utility lines have been put underground, brought to the site, and we did that while our parking lot was empty at Christmas. So they were able to cut the groove and bury the lines and then re-concrete that, so we didn't have any disruption to our students and parking. But that's now up to the site, and really – the next step is going to be something that will really show progress very quickly, and that's when people will want to drive by every day. That's where we're going to be putting the steel up. That'll be the outer structure for the building, and I noticed when I was leaving, they were moving some of that around, so I'm hopeful that that means in the next day or two that some steel will start coming up. But it's been an exciting campaign, and the goal will be to have the building completed by September 1st. That's what the contract says, and we've made great progress on the funding. Our overall total goal was $3.6 million. Once we got the construction contract, the actual need is a little over $3.8 million. If anybody's ever dealt with that, you know how costs can go up. And the positive is, though, we've raised over $3.7 million, so we have less than $100,000 to go to build the building debt-free. And that's exactly what we're hoping for and shooting for, that by the time the building is completed, we will have that building built debt-free. So we're excited about that. It's going to be a fun project.
Now, how long has the fundraising project been in effect?
Well, we have formally announced it a year and a half ago in April. And so when we announced it, we were able to make a lot of progress to get far enough along. Our first goal in that first year was to get far enough along to go to the Mabee Foundation and ask them for a challenge grant of $600,000. And we were able to secure that. And once we complete our funding, we will receive that. And so that's why that last little bit is important for us. And we've been able to finish up that last portion since April, but we're far enough along. We were within $250,000 as of in a year at April. And so we've been excited about that and just want to keep making progress and build it debt-free and get that building up.
Well, you know, it's for a great cause, just because I walk into City Hall on a Tuesday evening for a city commission meeting, and you see the Thunder in there practicing.
Oh, yes.
And you're about to have your own facility to practice in, which I'm imagining for athletic programs, that's going to be a huge relief.
It is. We've had athletics for almost 70 years, and basketball's been one of those hallmark sports. We've never had a home of our own. So we are really excited about having a home of our own. Our teams right now practice early in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, also sometimes 10 o'clock at night. So I know that we're really excited about being able to have a place of our own, that we're going to be the primary schedule instead of somebody else. So it's going to be good.
Well, and maybe just a bit of a draw for students, too, when they hop on your campus for a tour and see a nice new gymnasium. You think maybe to a young, impressionable mind, they would really be impressed by that.
Well, it's fascinating. Even just the construction alone kind of excites people. What do you have going on that's new? You know, we live in a culture that loves new things, new phones, new cars, all the above. And to have a new building coming up has really had some excitement. So we're hoping it does help us, definitely.
Well, just a reminder to our listeners, phone lines are open right now, 785-537-1350. Speaking now with the Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. And, of course, speaking last week, you had that church security seminar, but plenty more great stuff coming to campus, including the Women's World 40th annual event.
Yeah, it's a women's conference that we've had on our campus, obviously, for 40 years. And it can average between anywhere from 600 to 900 ladies. And it is a great event. The women always enjoy it. It lasts for about 24 hours. We hosted it at the Kansas State Student Union, and we'll be doing that again this year. The theme is How Sweet It Is, based on Psalm 34:8, Taste and See That the Lord Is Good. And the dates are February 24th and 25th. It's not too late to register. In fact, if they register before January 31st, they'll save a little bit of money because it's $80 before that, $85 after that. But the main speaker is Tammy Trent. And she is an author, a singer, going to come in and do a great job to help us kick off this 40th year. And along with that, we have a lot of different workshop titles that are just practical for family and parenting and finances and just of health and just a variety of different topics that the ladies can choose from. I think there's probably about 12 to 14 of those that they'll be offered. Some on Friday night, some on Saturday morning, and included in this are some meals, a couple of meals, a great speaker, a great event. And so if ladies would like information, a lot of mailings have gone out, but they can go on our website, www.mccks.edu, and check that out. So we'd love to have them be a part of that event and just come and be refreshed, renewed, and taste and see. You know, it's going to be a great event.
Well, and between 600 and 800 ladies attend this event.
Yes.
How did it get to be so popular? What do you think makes it such a great event for people to attend?
Well, I mean, you could talk about the PR that we do. We do great PR. The gals put together some great materials to mail out. But I think here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this is an event that is specifically for ladies that meets the needs that they have to help them be better citizens, better moms, better spouses, just better in their life as a whole. And I think it's a great A lot of ladies use it as a retreat. A lot of ladies have come for years and years and years and years. They come with their friends. They come with their sisters, their moms. And it's an event that really helps meet their needs and speaks to the questions that they have to live in our modern day world. And so I think the practical things that it helps them with in life is what helps bring them back. Because all the positive PR in the world, as you well know, doesn't go very far for a restaurant, for example, if the food's not good. And I think when they come, they're fed, they're encouraged, they're uplifted, they're also challenged, and so they want to come every year. It's a great event.
Well, and perhaps word of mouth is the best form of advertisement because it sounds like a lot of people like this.
Right. Yeah, and when it meets their needs, they want to bring their friends, and so it's awesome.
Now, I see you also have a free Bible class coming up later this spring.
Yeah, that's something that we started just a couple of years ago, and it's really been a great way for one to give back to the community, but also promote our adult education program. It'll start on March 28th. On Tuesday night, we'll meet every Tuesday night through April 25th, a five-week time frame, and the class is going to cover 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus, and it is a free class that we offer. People can come, enjoy. They can also pay a fee and take it for credit if they would like to, but we offer it. Class size is limited, so if they're interested, they need to let us know. 785-539-3571 or on our website, mccks.edu.
We're going to go ahead and head to our break. We'll be right back after this. Of course, Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram with us on In Focus for the next 15 minutes. This is In Focus on News Radio KMAN.